I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
You guys, Watch What Happens Live is finally back. We're back from vacation. I'm so excited. We've got Evan Ross and Ashley Simpson here. You guys know what a big Diana Ross fan I am. And I feel like we've been gone forever. We'll see you in there.
Her songs make you want to be angsty and shout. And when he was born, he sang, "I'm coming out." It's Watch What Happens Live with Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross. Now! Andy Cohen back in the Bravo Clubhouse. I missed you guys so much. We had a great summer break. I got a light tan and a deep hangover. I also have a love hangover, but that's another story. My guests tonight are both talented singers and actors, and no matter how things go in the clubhouse, they are most definitely going home with each other tonight. Their new reality series, Ashley and Evan, premieres this Sunday on E! Please welcome Ashley Simpson and her husband, Evan Ross. Look at how they look at each other. The show's great. It's so great to see both of you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to see you. And I got to tell you something. I haven't gotten your new song, I Do, out of my head. I heard it yesterday.
And it's been,
I can't get it out of my head. And it comes out this Friday. You guys are going to love it. And as elite models, they are constantly raising the bar. So tonight, they are relieved to just be standing behind one. From E's New York Fashion Week exclusive docuseries, Model Squad, please welcome Caroline Lowe and Shanina Shout. Great to see you both. That's one of your best friends.
Yeah.
See that? It all comes together. And also, by the way, we're going to have a sneak peek of the Below Deck reunion coming up for you in a little bit. And it's really, really good. You and I were talking Bravo before the show. And I know you're a big Southern Charm fan.
I am.
And a Vanderpump. And a Vanderpump Rules fan. How crazy was it for you to see your dad pop up on Vanderpump Rules?
Oh my God, that was so weird. I was like, "Dad, is that your house? Like, why are you taking pictures of Tom?"
It was amazing. I loved it. All right, Ashley and Evan came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, the fact that my guest here can say Diana Ross used to change my diapers makes me so excited that I might need to wear one myself. In fact, at this very moment, Evan is sitting under my prized possession, my picture with your mom, Diana Ross. So here's what, Evan, I'm going to badger you with my supremely important Diana Ross questions. What do you have Diana Ross in your phone as?
It's not going to sound great. I have him as Mama Bear. I know that sounds
Mama
like...
Mama Bear.
I have my mom as the same. It's so weird.
That's very cute.
I'm like, why do we both call our
what
moms
is the
Mama
most
Bear?
Diva thing you've ever seen your mom do?
I don't think my mom likes the word diva, so I'm not going to say it's a diva thing.
Well, I asked your... Okay, let me move on. I asked your sister, Tracy, you're at a Diana Ross concert, and you have to pee. What song do you take your pee break during? She said during the Lady Sings the Blues section because the lights are dark.
We all do. It's the Lady Sings the Blues section. If we were a little, we would fall asleep. So the security guard would take us backstage. But now if we have to pee, it's like, okay, she's getting our Lady Sings the Blues on. We can run off and go low and just run to the back.
What's the biggest misconception about your mom?
That she's just not a regular... She's the most sweetest, amazing mother of all time. I don't think they really know how sweet she is. She's incredible. I don't think people know how normal and loving she is.
How much was Michael Jackson around during your childhood?
He was around a lot. He was around a lot in my life. I was very close with him. He was one of my best friends of all time. So he was very close with me.
You were around 8 years old when your mom performed at the Super Bowl halftime show.
I was there.
And she left in the helicopter.
Yeah.
Were you in the helicopter?
No, I was under the stage.
You were under the stage.
We were all under the stage. And she didn't tell us she was about to take off. And we were like, wait, what? And all of a sudden we're looking up and I'm like, why is she hanging out the plane?
Thank you very much. That's amazing. Second, 4 years ago, Ashley and Evan were married by Diana Ross at her home in Connecticut. Here's what, before I completely die from jealousy, let's play Who's the Boss? I'm going to ask you both a marital question, and then I'm going to count to three, and you answer at the same time, okay?
Who's the boss?
Both of you, yes. Okay, who's the boss when it comes to doing... Who's the boss with the kids? One, two, three.
Me.
Evan.
Okay. Who's the boss? Who's the boss in the bedroom? One, two, three.
Ashley.
Me. Okay. Yay! Who's the boss when it comes to cooking? One, two, three.
Evan.
Who's the boss when it comes to the bills? One, two, three.
Evan.
Okay. Who's the boss when it comes to doing chores around the house? One, two, three.
Equal.
It's equal.
Oh, okay. Very good. Who's the boss on the red carpet when it's time to make style decisions? One, two, three.
Me.
Oh, you got it.
He likes to go different. All right. So
okay.
Us.
I know I'm the one.
I go, okay.
You ask me.
He knows he's the one.
Thank you very much. Who's the boss? Okay, finally, in 2004, Ashley topped the Billboard charts with her debut album, Autobiography. Years later, is she still an open book? Here's what, let's find out. Ashley, it is time for you to plead the fifth. I have three questions for you. You may plead the fifth to only one.
To only one, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Ashley Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Rate these late 90s to 2000 pop stars who also happens to be you and your sister's competition back in the day, from most talented to least talented.
No.
Britney Spears, Mandy Moore, Christina Aguilera, Pink.
Oh, okay. Christina Aguilera, Pink. Who was the other?
Britney and Mandy.
Britney, oh God, that's a tie.
That's a tie.
For different reasons.
Okay.
Mandy's a great actress, right?
Okay.
So, love that you answered
that question. Yeah. Okay. On a scale from 0 to 10, how surprised were you by the split of Nick Lachey and your sister?
A level of what?
On a scale from 0 to 10.
Oh.
10 being the most surprised.
A 5.
A 5. All right. You're good at this. Okay. In your 2005 song, Boyfriend, There were rumors that the lyrics, "I didn't steal your boyfriend," that lyric was allegedly about you not stealing Wilmer Valderrama from Lindsay Lohan.
I think I know the answer.
Is that true, and how would you characterize your relationship with Lindsay?
I hung out with him first, and I wasn't interested in him at that point, so yeah.
So you did.
It was.
So I didn't steal your boyfriend. That was about you not stealing him from Lindsay Lohan.
I didn't.
Yes.
I was done. But all love here.
Thank you very much. She didn't play the fifth, everybody. You can play at home by downloading the Plead the Fifth app in the App Store now. You aced it, man.
All right.
You were great. Wow, she wasn't. That's amazing.
I thought it was going to be worse.
Ashley, Wendy H. wants to know if you still have hard feelings about getting punked. Bill Hader revealed on this show that he felt bad about that because he made you cry.
I couldn't believe that. I saw that he said that. And, you know, my two best friends, one being since I was two, the other third grade, they were in on it. And everyone felt bad because they really, like, pushed me to the limit. My uh-huh. best friends were like, this is real. Like, this is happening. It was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
So thanks, Bill. Yeah. I'm glad you that you were sad about it.
Are you happy to hear him say that?
Yeah. It was sweet. You know, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty tough skin, and it's okay, but that was sweet.
Evan, Nina T texted wanting to know if you were a fan of the Ashley Simpson show back in the day, and did you ever think she'd be your wife?
Yeah, I was a fan. I was a fan of hers in general. And then,
but did she know I'd be your wife?
Yeah, I knew from the moment I saw her.
He knows exactly.
No, I didn't know.
Ashley, Jeannie W. wants to know, who do you think was responsible for the SNL technical malfunction?
Oh, me completely. What happened there was I had a vocal problem. I had two nodes beating against each other, and I woke up and I had no voice. And then I should have said, no, I will not go on. I will not do this. And yeah.
Would you do the show again if they asked?
I did do it again, which nobody talks about.
Isn't that
like,
wild?
Oh, that happened. Oh, you went back on?
We don't care. You go deep in the E! Show about that experience. And yeah. I don't want to ruin anything, but you talk about how heavily that affected you. And
you know, it did, because I was such a young girl, and that was, like, you know, heavy. But for me, it made me stronger, and, you know, shit happens.
Evan, favorite Diana Ross song?
It's a lot for me, but I think maybe Love Child, The Boss, or Endless Love is between those three.
Three great songs. Let's go to Joe from Buffalo, New York. Hey, Joe, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
I'd like to ask Evan if he might be doing a duet with his mother and perhaps when that might be.
You have a beautiful singing voice. Would the two of you ever get together?
Yeah. We did a song, actually, that she came up with called A Whole Lot of Lovin' that me and Ashley are finishing up now, but it was her melody. So hopefully she sings it with us, but yeah, it's a good song.
Would that be intimidating for you to sing with your mom? Would that be intimidating for you or no?
Yeah.
He's like a cute kid when he sings in front of his mom. Like, you see his, like...
I can sing without her. Here.
Evan, when his mom is not around, he's just singing all over the place. It's so cute.
And it's not that I'm that...
No, you sing, but you see, like...
No, she's yeah. Yeah, and she doesn't want it to be that way, but yes, of course.
What is your favorite memory of Michael Jackson?
Of Michael
Jackson? By the way. Do you have one?
Yeah, there's been a ton, but... I think one of them was when I was talking to him when I was just starting to go to clubs, actually. And he had me, he used to call me Applehead, a doo-doo. And everybody that's a part of our young crew knows Applehead and doo-doo. And he'd be like...
Applehead and doo-doo.
He'd be like, doo-doo. He'd be like, put the phone on the counter so I can listen to what you're listening to. So I'd go to the club and put him on speaker, and he would listen to what was playing in the club. And every time I picked up the phone, I'd be like, are you done? And he'd be like, no, I want to keep listening. And so he'd stay on the phone the entire night. And no, he was one of the most amazing people of all time.
Were you in touch with him during the last years of his life? I mean, were you?
Yeah, yeah. I was,
yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, next week on the Below Deck, here's a right turn. Next week on the Below Deck Med reunion, Joao's feelings for Brooke leave him emotionally capsized. Take a look at this sneak peek.
Just tell the truth. No,
I love you.
He's in love with you. That's never been a question.
No, I know, but you just lied about all of that.
There was never anything that ever happened between me and Joao.
Would you say you're still in love with Brooke?
I can't even explain how I'm loving Brooke, man.
Really? What do you love about her?
What is that from? What's that?
I will say, I always enjoy when a hot guy cries. I mean, is it bad? Let's go to Heather from New Jersey. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, guys. I wanted to know if you think that doing a reality show could potentially jeopardize your relationship.
Good question.
Yeah. No, we don't. No, I mean, you know, both of us have come into this. Like, at first, we just were really like, let's do a docuseries. And it wasn't even that. We were just recording, doing that. And it became into this thing. And, you know, for us, it's like, your relationship is what your relationship is. So a show or whatever it may be will not be the one to.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
I feel like he answers this really
good. I don't think it's possible. I don't like, and this is just my perspective, but I don't think it's possible to ruin a relationship because of anything you do. I think it has to do with whether or not you're supposed to be together.
Now. Amen.
That's good. Evan, Dawn E. texted and said, you're good friends with Ashley's ex-boyfriend, Ryan Cabrera.
Love him.
Yeah.
How is your relationship with her ex-husband, Pete Wentz?
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible. I mean, he's such an amazing father. And we you know.
We have a good.
Again, I grew up in a family where I had, you know, a lot of different siblings from, you know. I grew up with a big family. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I think that. For me, like, my relationship with Pete has been amazing. He's an amazing father. He knows that I love his son very much, but it's his son. And I will always, you know, I think we have such a really good experience with everybody.
Man, you are. He's so well adjusted.
Thank you, God.
What
like,
sign
God,
are you?
God looked
what
at me one day and shined.
I don't know if the sign has anything to do with it. I'm a Virgo.
I know. I don't know what that means. Evan told me that he thinks that his mom is watching the show, which made me totally freak out. And this may be my only opportunity to say this directly to her. So I do just want to say, Ms. Ross, you mean so much to me. Your music has taken me through my entire life. You are a part of my life every single day of my life. You have helped make me the person that I am. And I just could not love you and your being and your music anymore. And I have to stop because I'm going to start crying. Okay. Do we have time for more calls? Let's go to Haley from New Jersey. Hey, Haley.
So good.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Oh, it's not Haley. What's your question, dude?
Hey, it's Howie W. in Central New Jersey, watching the show with my daughter, Reese. Ashley, just wanted to ask you a quick question. You clearly are Andy's best-looking guest he's ever had on the show.
Oh, well, thank
Evan, you!
You're
welcome. You are welcome. You're gorgeous. And Evan, you are a lucky man, let me tell you.
Oh, I know.
Oh, God, I love you right now.
We love you, too. I have to ask you, though, Ashley, any chance you're going to go back to that killer short bob haircut you used to have a couple years ago? Oh. It would even take you to a higher plateau.
Any chance? Yeah. Oh, he thinks the haircut's going
to
take you
short,
in.
That short do, you know, I feel like Evan wants me to.
Yeah.
Eventually I will. You know, sometimes you tell me, oh, it's so chic.
I love the whole thing. You look like a little, like, pixie or something.
Okay.
All right, but I don't know, man.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the news that Colton Underwood, former NFL player and current virgin, has been named the next Bachelor after looking for love on both The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise. Because the only thing more charming than going on three reality shows is starting your first dates with, hi, I'm a 26-year-old virgin. It is hard to believe that someone with such a perfect gay porn star name is a virgin, but that's life. Our jackhole goes to the news that Meghan Markle stepped out in a pantsuit today, a look which Queen Elizabeth allegedly does not approve of. While I understand that there's protocol and tradition among the royal family before marrying Prince Harry, the woman was famous for a show literally called Suits. Its spinoff, Pencil Skirt, just never got the green light, Your Majesty. I want to thank Ashley, Evan, Caroline, and Shanita for being here. All right, we are back with Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross. The show is Ashley and Evan on E! This Sunday at 10, behind the bar, we have got Caroline Lowe and Shanina Shaik, the Model Squad, E's New York Fashion Week exclusive docuseries. It premiered tonight, and all new episodes are airing through September 14th at 8. What a cool show. And I keep saying Caroline. Is it Caroline?
No, it's Caroline.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
No, I was really worried you were going to say Caroline because everyone calls me Caroline. I'm like, no, there's clearly line in it.
Oh, I'm so good. You know what? Since Caroline Manzo, I always pronounce it that way. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, my name is Sergio. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Sergio, what's your question? Excuse me.
Hey, my question's for Evan, but first I have to say, welcome back, Queen Ashley.
Thank you!
So excited for things to come. It's actually, fun fact, you are the reason I started writing music when I was 12 and the reason why I'm an active performer now.
That makes me so happy to hear. Thank you.
And check your DMs, girl. I want to send you music.
Let's hear it.
That may not happen.
What's your question for Evan?
My question for Evan is, what is his least and favorite Ashley Simpson song?
What's my what?
My
least favorite and most favorite Ashley Simpson song.
I can tell you my favorite.
Okay.
I like Lala. And Autobiography is one of my favorites, too. I don't really have any ones I don't like. My wife is sexy, and you know, that's what I fell in love with.
By the way, it was revealed tonight, and it's trending on Twitter, that in this Bobby Brown movie on BET, he talks about that he had a thing with Janet Jackson. Were you aware of that? Bobby Brown.
No, I saw him at Benihana's the other day, though.
Did you?
Whoa.
Yeah. Which Benihana?
These are the times where I'm like,
in the Valley. In Encino.
You don't say everything.
Right. Why? That's so funny. It's
no,
great.
Yes, he's a friend, but like, we don't
he's a,
share.
He's a buddy of you? Do you have a relationship?
I don't know if we're buddies. I know him.
Right. Do you...
I mean, I felt pretty excited. I'm like, I'm talking to Bobby Brown, right?
did you have a friendship with Janet growing up, or was it only Michael?
No, I mean I know her, and we're friends. We're all it's a small, but I don't know her the same way I knew Michael. But we are friends, yes, and I feel like our families are very intertwined.
Let me ask you a super fan, deep cut, and possibly awkward question for you. And that is that among Diana Ross fans and Michael Jackson fans, there are some people who theorize that that your mom was actually kind of, in a way, the love of his life. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I mean, I heard it, yeah.
And do you have any thoughts on that?
I think they loved each other very much as good friends. And I think that they inspired each other, and there was such a great friendship there that I think people may have felt like it was something more than that. But I think, truthfully, it was just a really close friendship. I feel the same way about Paris and Prince and everybody like that. Like, and all his children. We all grew up very much, like, you know, knowing each other. And even now we're friends with each other. So I don't know if it was anything more than just people being able to relate and love each other very much. That I feel like was more than anything else.
Yeah. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Dylan. I'm calling from San Diego.
Hey, what's your question?
So I just want to say hi, Ashley. Hi, Evan. Hi, Andy. Hope you guys are doing great. You guys look wonderful. I'm in love with your aesthetic. My question is for Ashley and Evan.
Okay.
I know that you guys are going on tour. You've announced that. And I was curious if they're going to go ahead and bring Jagger and Bronx along, or are they staying at home? How's that going to pan out?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I feel like for us, we'll definitely schedule our tour around our kids' dates and have them come with us and be able to come home so they can go to school and do it all. I mean, listen, this whole thing, which you'll see on our show, has been like the biggest journey for me, like doing motherhood and doing our music. And that's been something you'll...
I think this was the whole idea. This was why we did this in a lot of aspects. I mean, we really wanted to be able to do things together and be able to be around our children together. And that's what we're doing. And I think that...
But the balance is definitely, yeah. But yeah, of course. For me, you'll get to see too. My son, who's 9, has never seen me perform. So for me, getting back into music, to get to share that with him and perform in front of him, that was like,
you know,
this is the coolest moment. Yeah.
She's not going to do this unless the kids are around. That's just what it is.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Jamie from Edmond, Oklahoma.
Hey, Jamie, what's your question?
Well, first I want to say I love all of you guys, but I have a couple of questions. I want to know how Ashley and Evan met, and how did Evan propose?
How did we meet? We met at my friend's birthday party.
We had a dance-off. She tried to beat me. I'm not sure who
won. Has dance-offs? We do, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not sure who won.
Evan dry-humped her all night.
Yes, you know this. Yes,
we learned on the first episode of the show.
It was amazing. It was amazing work.
We never got to second base, but the dry hump was cool.
Okay. And how did you propose?
I was shooting Hunger Games at the time, and I knew she loved Hawaii, and I got a house in Hawaii. I flew out there, and it didn't turn out exactly as I had planned, but it was amazing nonetheless. But there was a spider on the wall.
No, it was like a tarantula. And told me to look up. He's like, oh, look up.
I
look
hate
at
spiders.
The bug
I
on
hate
the. And then he got on
I'm
his
so scared of tarantulas.
It wasn't just like that. I needed her to run away from the stove because there was a spider that literally looked the size of her head.
No, but when you asked me to marry you, there was this.
No, that was a lizard.
Said, look up. Lizard. Yeah, it was a lizard. Look up at the lizard or whatever. And I looked up at the lizard.
And then I was on one knee.
He got on his knee.
Back to the phones. And I loved it. What's your name and from where are you calling?
Best day of my life.
Hi, this is Katie from Stafford, Virginia.
Hey, Katie.
Andy, I just wanted to say thank you so much for providing my sister and I so much joy after the kids go to bed.
Aw, thank you. My pleasure.
If you ever could go out to dinner with me, that would probably be like my
Well, the truth is, you really do get the best version of me in this capacity.
That's amazing.
But you know,
if we're
all of it.
If we're ever in the same town, you never know.
Okay.
Was
so
that
my
too
question
non-committal?
Is for Ashley.
I was.
That was very non-committal, but it's okay.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't mean it to be that way. Where are you from?
So I live in Stafford, Virginia.
Okay. Well, do you ever come to New York?
Actually, I might be there the weekend.
You might be here when? When?
The weekend of the 21st.
Okay. Well, stay on the line, and we'll get you tickets to this show.
Oh, my God.
So we can... We'll meet then, at least.
I don't know what to say, but let me ask my question, Ashley, so I don't sound
okay,
like
good.
A
big okay, good. Okay, good. Okay, everything's good.
Ashley, yes. You look amazing, and I will tell you that your makeup is on point.
Thank okay? you.
Yes.
Thanks, and, Kathy.
Kathy
Young.
I just wanted to know, how annoyed do you get when people compare you to your sister?
You know what? I don't get annoyed because for me, that I do look like my sister. It's my sister, you know, and it's a compliment. She's beautiful. So,
yeah. Speaking of your appearance, you got like the greatest nose job of all time. You did. You really did. And I know you've spoken about it publicly for some reason. Were you not asked about this incessantly at one point in your...
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you did because you look... It looks like your natural nose. Like, anyway, it's amazing. We were talking about it before the show.
Right.
So,
yeah, totally.
Anyway, just...
Welcome.
FYI.
You know, when I was younger and I broke it on the monkey bars, I deserved it. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
On a piece of wood.
Where did you grow up? Did you grow up in Cali?
No, I grew up in Texas.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was talking about the first time I broke it was on those, remember those monkey bars that you do? I used to do a handstand on it and walk it for the class. So.
Yeah.
Well,
that's you guys,
what happened to me.
Trying to think what else we need to cover.
My nose job.
Your nose job.
Isn't it so good?
I want to thank Ashley and Evan. Watch Ashley and Evan this summer. Download their debut single, I Do, this Friday. And watch Model Squad on YouTube. Thanks, Caroline and Shamina. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.